Thank you, Ian. We'll hear from Ian again in part two with a second feature. We will move on to our third set of news items. As always, there are lovely stories of the efforts made to raise funds for charity. Then there's happiness for some, as some care home residents have a sailing trip, but uncertainty for others as the future of the city's large Wilkinson's store and their employees is uncertain as the national group is in administration. A charity which celebrates its 50th anniversary this year has received a £1,500 donation to help provide care and support to children and adults with autism and their families. Autism Anglia, which provides service in Norfolk, Essex and Suffolk, offering skills and strategies for individuals to realise their own strengths and abilities, was given the contribution by Norwich-based house builder Barrett and David Wilson Homes. The charity has used the donation to support its residential home in Dereham, which is currently undergoing refurbishment, including the addition of sensory features and new furniture. Autism Anglia was established in the 1970s by a group of parents who found there was little or no support for their autistic children, and the vision of the charity is to create an accepting society where autistic people are understood, able to access opportunities and fulfil their potential.
An online auction comprising more than 100 lots of exclusive money cannot buy items across sport, art, food and wine, remarkable accommodation and one-off experiences has gone live. It's part of an appeal which has already reached £1 million to fund a dedicated state-of-the-art cardio MRI scanner for the new diagnostic centre at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Topping the lot is a bronze of the late Duke of Edinburgh's favourite carriage-driving pony, Nevis, who pulled the empty carriage at Prince Philip's funeral, created by illustrious equine artist Charlie Langton as a commission for the royal family.
Energy Consultancies' Indigo Swan has raised more than £8,000 for the Big C Cancer Charity. The local Indigo Swan team raised the £8,341 in total throughout 2022, with a series of fundraising challenges and events. Events including a bingo game, bake sales and their annual Indigo Swan quiz and more. Challenges undertaken by Norwich-based independent energy consultancy included one of their own swans, Rich, taking part in the Ride Across Britain Challenge, cycling 980 miles from Land's End to John O'Groats over 9 days. James Groves, Managing Director of Indigo Swan, said, "Everyone comes into contact with cancer at some stage in their life. Personally, my mum had breast cancer about 20 years ago and I am so pleased she survived and lives a healthy life to this day. But this is not always the case. So, for Indigo Swan to support the work the Big C does is so important to me and the Swans." The team at Indigo Swan have been supporting the Big C, Norfolk's largest cancer charity, for the past few years. The charity is committed to improving the lives of those affected by cancer in Norfolk and Waveney.
Residents at a care home made waves with a boat trip around the Norfolk Broads. Two residents from Cavell Court in Cringleford, run by Care UK, shared their passion for boats and sailing and asked the home team to help make their wish come true and relive sailing memories. John Clark, 89, and Marion Pearson, also 89, were excited to show off their sailing skills and boating knowledge as they took to the water. The pair were also joined by resident and friend, 87-year-old Brenda Berman, on the trip as part of the home's Wishing Tree initiative. John and Marion enjoyed setting sail on the rivers and broads.
The future of the Wilko store in Norwich's St Stephen Street is still unknown, as the first closures of the chain's Norfolk branches has been confirmed. News of the demise of Wilko in Great Yarmouth has been described as a tragic day for staff and a blow for the town. There is a shock at how quickly the shutters will come down on the store in Market Gates Shopping Centre. That will happen in just over a week, on Thursday, September the 14th, almost 30 years since the shop opened in August 1994. And administrators have announced the 52 stores that will close following the failure to secure a rescue deal for the whole business. The homeware retailer announced it was going into administration in August, putting 12,500 jobs at risk. PwC, which was appointed to oversee the insolvency last month, has been seeking offers from potentially interested firms in an effort to save jobs and stores. It is not yet known what will happen with the Wilko stores in Norwich, Gorleston, Thetford, King's Lynn and Dereham.
With our last news item, we have reached the end of part one and we'll hand over to Lorna and Neil for part two. So with that, it's goodbye from Gaynor and myself. We hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.